So let's proceed forward to agenda item six, report and possible discussion from Texas Water Development Board staff, Jean Devlin.
Good morning. So I just have a few updates for you today. The first update is on the population and municipal projections. So those were released January 23rd of this year. Included in the review and potential revisions are the population projections on the Texas Demographic Center's full migration scenario, the plumbing code savings projections, municipal demand projections, the split basin, or the basin split percentages for each water user group. And Tony is going to be providing a presentation on these things today. For your reference, we do have an interactive dashboard available on our website now that you can go poke around and look at all of the different projections that are available. On January 10th, we released data to assist with the infeasible water management strategy task. And then we also released some clarifying guidance for this task on the 31st. So this is just the statutory language behind this new requirement. I won't read it out loud, but you do have it in your meeting packets if you wish to read it. And just to note that this infeasibility review is not required for strategies and projects that do not require a permit or involve construction. So the efforts were to be focused on reviewing strategies and projects in the 2021 regional water plan that require a permit or involve construction that are shown to be online by 2020 or the 2030 decade, are related to new major reservoirs, seawater desalinization, direct potable reuse, brackish groundwater, aquifer storage and recovery, and out-of-state water transfers, and shown to be online in the nearer-term planning decades of 2020-2030, or that will generally require significant resources and require significant time to implement. So, the Interregional Planning Council met on November 9th. The surveys were sent out to all of the regional water planning groups on recommended implementation and the IPC on prioritization of recommendations. So those results are currently with Temple for review. And there is also a current board item to replace members from Regions F and Regions J at the next meeting. And the next meeting is scheduled for tomorrow, the 9th. We do have some new guidance and materials available on the website. We have some new one-page reference documents that are now available for water supply and flood mitigation strategies, the drought of record, and consistency reviews for the Water Development Board financial assistance projects. We also have some full-length guidance that's available on the website, our member guide and our administrative guidance. All of the educational information can be found on the Water Development Board website right there. So if you're interested in poking around, there's quite a bit of reading to do on that page. And then, as always, this is a reference to the sixth cycle of the regional water planning. All of the planning documents that you might need to reference throughout the planning cycle. So this concludes my presentation. Does anyone have any questions?
Any questions for Jean? Okay, you have one more announcement, don't you?
I do.
Okay.
As of Friday, I am leaving the Texas Water Development Board. So I have taken a different position at a company, and I'll be working still within the state of Texas in water, but you'll just see me in a slightly different aspect. So I appreciate having been part of this group and also, you know, helped guide y'all through the process of water development, and I look forward to continue to working with y'all in the future. Thank you.
Yeah, you'll be missed. We are. That's the second time she left. Thanks, Gene.